Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Sounds on the beat. Sounds on the beat. Sounds on the beat.
I just hopped up out the train, about to do another show. Cashing my checks in, then I do the woo. Either I'm fast or the city really slow, cause I'm passing them like, bro, let's go. Oh, they mad, huh? Oh, they mad, huh? The gag is I'm a shade anyway. But the gag is I'm a show out all day. And the gag is they gon' tune in anyway. These bitches could never. Let's go.
You know, there's some days I think people aren't going to show up, and then I go, bitch, I'm Jason Lee. They coming. Listen, welcome to the show. I'm sitting here with my shady-ass production team. You know, we're in this new studio. I'm not in New York. I'm in my house in L.A., but I'm in Studio A, and it's so funny. I never catch the shade going on. I mean, I catch the shade sometimes because, you know, I'm sitting right here, and these motherfuckers are like right here. But today, right before we go live, Kelvin looks over to Alexis, and she looks over to him, and it was almost this moment where they were like, just like, girl, Let's just get through the show. You know, I have just accepted the fact. The lights are bright as hell in here. Did we get new lights? Mm-hmm. We got new studio, new lighting. I'm in a medium. Kelvin looked over to me and told me I was in a medium. Because, you know, I walk around the house all day thinking I'm gaining weight. So I don't know. I need to get counseling because this shit is getting out of control. All right. I'm going live behind the scenes here on Bego. This guy named MJ for Canada. Look, y'all be thinking I don't like dark skinned men. Let me tell y'all something. If you see this motherfucker, go find him. I don't even know. Let me tell you what his Bego ID is, because this motherfucker is so fine. The real MJAY. He's from Canada. I don't know if he need a green card or a fucking passport or something, but I'll move that bitch right up here. And I'm tired of acting like a hoe. I do that for entertainment. But now that I'm talking to some quality individuals, I really have to be careful because people, there's a fine line between entertainment and just pure ass recklessness. You can't say things like, you know, I can't wait to suck a dick or something, and then think that the person that you're talking to is going to actually want to spend the night when his dick's not the one that you've been sucking. Like, you got to pick and choose your battles. Right now, my battle is keep this body getting right. Cause I'm going to tell you, when I get my body like MJ's, cause I've been on MJ's live over on Bego, that motherfucker's lips are so thick. I just want to, But either way, I'm learning how to grow into this new me. I am so excited. I have built my gym, Thaquinox, downstairs. Baby, when I tell you, I'm going to have every LA nigga in here. The Atlanta boys can stay over there on Bego because them bitches are all messy. They keep getting together for cookouts to be one microwave and a bag of popcorn. And I don't know what the fuck they be cooking in Atlanta. You know, I had a party here, a random party here the other night. I got drunk. And Zell Swag, who's here on the show later, he came over. And he brought somebody, and I don't know if his friend blocked me, but I got drunk and was drunk texting him too. I've lost control. It's new body, new me, new house, new energy, new nigga, where you at? Well, look, this is Gagging with Jason Lee. I'm Jason Lee. We have an exciting show. A lot of gags are going to happen tonight. Like I told you, my boy, who I started with on Love & Hip Hop, Zell Swag, is in the motherfucking building. Now, y'all already know he has a big mouth like me, and he has a big personality, and he has big opinions, and he does not care. So I got some questions I want to ask him. So we're going to do that, and I'm going to ask him to stick around so he could gag with you. Now, do we have the video from what I did on Bego this week with CB? Can we get that and pop that in at some point? It's okay. All right, because I'm over there killing on Bego. Right now, I'm doing behind the scenes on Bego. They're not paying for it yet. But bitch, I know how to do two things. I know how to get a nigga, and I know how to get a bag. If I don't know how to do nothing else, bitch, I know how to get somebody to get my bag, and I ain't got to pay for it. Because I know everybody says I'm a paymaster because I go to the store and I swipe my credit card. But look, I'm not going to go shopping and my nigga look crazy. I said I wasn't going to cuss this show. I already fucked that up. I'm trying to clean up my reputation so that way I can become the king of daytime television. Somebody approached me recently about trying to do another show. I said, look, I'm down. You know what I mean? If the bag is right, because my Neiman Marcus is pretty expensive. I go in the store and I pretty much buy what I want at this point. I want to put up the disclaimer because Zell's here and I'm tired of getting sued. Put that up. This basically says that if you have kids, send those motherfuckers to bed, because if the DayQuil, NyQuil, or the Benadryl ain't working, bitch, this show will put them right into the wrong playpen. Shout out to Miss Jelly. All right. And then also it says that I cannot get sued for using things on the internet that are fair use because I'm in the media and that's what I do. And also it says that the views expressed by the people on the show belong to them. So I'm sure Jameer is going to say something really disrespectful. Go find him. That nigga's somewhere. He's here. All right. You know, we just celebrated Juneteenth. I really need to stop using the N-word. It doesn't sound good coming out of my mouth, right? Fuck it, nigga. I'm gonna say what I want to say. All right. Now, day one is here. I don't know where we dug his ass up at. Where the hell you been?
What's up, y'all? Hey, Jason.
Oh, you back and you got a sweater? Yeah, we're gonna have to get into the tea. What's going on there? Now, find Rory and then we'll really take it back to the first episode. Rory must be getting dicked down real good because he ain't been nowhere on the motherfucking internet, huh? He what? He found God. Rory, how you know?
He said on the show.
What you mean he found God?
He said he found God, so he's been taking a break and just working on
himself. Oh, you girls finding God. Let me tell y'all something. I'm so sick and tired of niggas finding God, and then all of a sudden they don't want to come on here and talk about the throat company that they be having. Y'all know what y'all be doing, and I'm the only person with the issue. Yeah, I said throat company. Your company got throat. Sometimes it's a single family household, and sometimes it's with children. Either way, your throat has company on the weekends, but on the weekdays, on Tuesday, you found God. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. I found God too. Mm-hmm. Sure did. Now, let me tell you something embarrassing that happened before I get into the show. So I just moved from one house to another, and my housekeepers, they packed everything up, right? Because I ain't going to do it. Well, they packed up my lubricant. Now, this is how I know it was awkward, because let me take my time with this. If you've ever used lubricant, you're not just pouring it in your hand and using it like lotion. Okay, we don't do that. You're fuck. What? You know you are in the heat of it. You are fucking. You done threw the condom on barely for some of y'all. And then now you're lathering your hand in that shit, and you're putting it on your penis, and then you're rubbing it in their ass, and then you're going back and grabbing the bottle because, you know, when you stick it in, he goes, oh, that's not, it's too tough. So you know you got to keep using the lube. Once you put lube on your hands and you grab the lubricant bottle, bitch, that shit is like a slip and slide. Okay, now listen. That's at least in my house, okay? Because I lather it up real good. Now, I have put my lubricant thing in my nightstand, right? So when I got to my new house, I was like, oh my God. Okay, all the toys are missing. My fucking lubricant, I don't know where it is. She had moved everything around. Bitch, she put the lubricant in the other nightstand to let me know she moved it, and she put it in a Ziploc bag, and she cleaned it up. I don't even know how to look at my housekeeper anymore, because now when she walk around me, I'm like, girl, you know? But I don't know. When you guys come on live with me later, tell me if I should have the conversation with her, because I really don't know how to ask her if she got it on her hands or not, because that's really personal. Like, if you put some, if you grab another person, that's like grabbing, what do the bottom shoes, Robert? No, I'm not asking Rob for my experience. They use something called a fleet. Now, a fleet is a Summer's Eve bottle with a tube that the bottoms use to stick up their anuses to clean it out, because, you know, you don't want to make, you know, this ain't a sipping paint. This ain't sipping paint. You know what I mean? So, and Alexis, I don't know if she caught that, but you got to tell her all the gay stuff on the side. Basically, painting is when you shit on somebody. Okay. So, anyway, either way, my housekeeper now has touched my lubricant bottle, and I need help on what I should say to her, you know. And then something else happened today. The interior designer, my friend, stops by to hang out with me while I'm taking a break before work, and then my interior designer says, hi, I've met you before, right? Don't say that in my house, because 9 times out of 10, you've never met. It's the most awkward thing, because then I got to, here I come lying. Yeah. Anyway, the shit was really fucking awkward, okay? You got what? Cardi B. Okay. Now, I'm about to get into the tea, but before we get into the tea, I have to tell you, I'm a big thing on Bego. I have pissed the entire Bego community off. And the reason why I'm telling you is I want you all to join my agency. I need every fucking person on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, MySpace, Adam for Adam, XX and XX, Pornhub. I need y'all all to come over and support me, because I'm under attack every day. And I'm going to hit my 3 million quota, which means I'm going to hit the highest number on the app. It's my first time. I need all the support. Let me put up my information on how to join my agency over on Bego. This is it right here. You can go to gagonbego.com. Gagonbego.com. All you got to do is go there and apply. You click apply to be a host. And then, baby, Miss Jelly will get on the phone with you, and they will make, yes, they will, yeah, you fill out this form right here. And I'm also letting people bring people over and make money. You can also email me at bego@hollywoodunlocked.com. You know, I operationalize everything. And when I tell you I'm over there cooking on Bego, let me show you what I did this past week. Now, they asked me, Bego asked me to partner with them on Pride, this Pride panel for Pride Month. You know, I'm a homosexual. So they asked my gay ass if I would host this thing. And so I asked my friend Tiffany Haddish and Tiffany New York Pollard, both Tiffany's amazing friends of mine, to participate and support me. They're both so supportive. They came on, and baby, when I tell you, I had to surprise up my sleeve, because every other day me and Cardi are talking about what I'm doing on Bego, because she's like, why I keep seeing this thing on Twitter with you doing something? You fuck somebody on the app? Yes, girl. Yes. And so I asked Cardi to pop up, and this was the moment that had them all gaga. Take a look.
Let's just go ahead and welcome Cardi B. Is she here? Hi.
Hi, girl. Hi.
Can you see me?
We can see you.
Cardi.
Why can I hear myself now?
Can you hear us?
We
hear
you.
We hear you.
Can y'all hear me, y'all?
Yes,
we hear you.
Yes.
Now, I run Gag Nation over there. That's my family. Shout out to the Gag Nation. I am now Father Bego. I'll save that story for another day. I am the king also. But look, let me explain to you, like, you guys that have been here, Amber Lynn, Weedy Poo, Jameer, Alibakukaka, whatever your name is, who just came back, girl. You guys have been here from the beginning. Christina, Nunu, y'all know how gagging started. A bitch ran up on me in the train. I created a show. Y'all came in here. I fell in love with you. You fell in love with me. Me and Amberlynn went to a nice little fancy lunch with rich white people. You know what I mean? And then I started to meet all of you and fall in love with meeting people that supported me. And then I stopped focusing on the haters and started focusing on y'all. We built the Gag Nation. Then we went over there. Gagging is what I like to make people do. And I'm not talking about in my bedroom. Shout out to Bernice, a.k.a. Be Great. She's always drunk on Bego. Y'all got to see her. But look, watch the video real quick, just the top. Look at the girl with the red hair. This is the definition of how I make them gag. Look.
Let's just go ahead and welcome Cardi B. Is she here? Hi.
Hi, girl.
Can you see me?
We can see you, girl.
Cardi.
Okay. Now, that is what we do. That's what we do, y'all. So I just want to say to you, if you are not on Bego, go ahead and join, because I'm over there. Zell's in the waiting room, so let's go ahead and get to the tea with Jason Lee. Listen, whenever I'm right, baby, it's going to go down at the show. Why do I hear it twice? I hear it twice. Did I hear that twice? Whatever. You shouldn't have put that up till I told you. Follow my cues. These girls. Johnny is so excited to get, he want to get through the show. He got to go home. That's what you do when you have a man. That's why I want one. So I can get off my job and walk right down the hall and go suck some dick. And why does everybody get uncomfortable when I talk about that? You guys are all sucking dick after the show. Look, Khloe Kardashian. And Kevin over here laughing like I didn't see him with some nigga at the party this morning, this weekend, with his hand between his legs. So Khloe Kardashian, okay, I warned her. You guys have seen me tell this girl to leave this man. And over the weekend, allegations came out. I saw them on the Neighborhood Talk. Kyle, shout out to Kyle. It said that he had dipped off at a party with these girls or whatever. I don't know. We're going to get into that. But Khloe went on to talk about not receiving this apology from Jordan Woods over the Tristan Thompson scandal. She's still talking about not getting an apology. And it's pissing black people off. I want to become a consultant to the Kardashians, because nobody's telling them that when you talk, think about black women. Because the black women are eating their asses up on the internet. Because the Kardashians recently unpacked a lot on part two of the Keeping Up with Kardashians reunion. They sat down with Andy Cohen. They had a whole conversation. And both Khloe and Kylie talked about where they stood with Jordan. You remember Kylie Jenner, Khloe's sister, she was the person who Jordan lived in her backyard. It was Jordan, the hose, and the garden tools. They lived in a little house in the backyard. Well, Jordan was put out and evicted by Kylie when she tried to sleep with, well, let me say this.
Allegedly.
We need to fix the sound effects, because I don't know. It sounds like it's underwater. Yeah. But anyway, you know, she got evicted by Kylie when Khloe called her up and said, girl, this hoe was touching on my man or something. You know what I mean? And that came after I called her and told her. Now, I tried to be friends with Khloé because I felt bad for her, even though I should have felt bad for Jordan because the Kardashians have done this to every other girl. I'm not even going to push allegedly because, you know, you saw what they did to Trina. Black China. Damn. They done this shit a lot, huh? Well, either way, I thought me and Khloé was cool. Exchanging numbers, texting on the side, this, and that. You know, I thought that was going to be my Judy. And then they used me up until they got Jordan all the way near the grave. And then she changed her number and got back with Tristan Thompson. So I thought I was used. I've been very vocal about feeling used. I have recently reached out and talked to the Kardashians team, and I told them I want to sit down with Khloé, and I know we're working on something. So I hope we can get this interview, because Khloé, I have questions that I want to ask, but I'm happy that now you are coming to terms with reality. And we're going to get into that. But first, let's talk about what happened at the reunion. They sat down with Andy Cohen. They had a conversation about Tristan, and this is what was said. Take a look.
Matilda from Kansas City wants to know why you haven't given the same pass to Jordan as you did to Tristan.
I mean, I'm really happy to hear that question because I think that's a huge misconception. I have, and that's also the thing where some narratives aren't as fun to pass around and spread like wildfire. I've actually tweeted, I've actually done Insta stories that I don't have any grudge against Jordan. I think people make mistakes, people live and they learn, and I forgive both parties. How could I forgive Tristan and not Jordan? That sounds, you know, asinine in my opinion.
You do forgive her.
I forgive Jordan, but because, or else I would be a prisoner in my life. I have to forgive these people for me, and it's up to them to forgive themselves.
Now, let me, before I get further into what happened, let me be very clear. If you sleep with my man, if you kiss him, if you in a drunk moment touch his ass or rub on his penis or tell him he's beautiful, hold on, because I'm getting upset and I don't even have a man. I have no reason to get upset, but I'm getting upset thinking about this. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up, your kids. If they had daycare, bitch, they may. I have an issue with people who involve themselves in other people's relationships. Now, I'm not going to say I've never fucked nobody's boyfriend. That was back in the day before I had self-respect. You know, I was overweight and needed the confidence booster, and you wanted me, you know? But either way, I personally think people should keep their hands off of other people's men. So they continue talking. And now, speaking out about our ex-BFF, Kylie explained, quote, when we were friends, we never thought that we wouldn't be friends. It was kind of like an overnight thing. And when she did something to my family, it felt like she did something to me. And remember, the whole Kardashians had threw her under the bus. I mean, Jordan took a hit. It wasn't until Jada Pinkett stood up for her and had her back. But that was around the time Jada Pinkett's back was getting blown out by August Alsina. Now, I feel, you know, I said this before, you can't go to the red table. You got to come to the red table. And she did. But that was fake, too. Anyway, congratulations, Jada, on your Emmy nomination. You're clearly doing better than me. But anyway, Khloé admitted that she's forgiven Jordan for kissing Tristan, but hasn't received an apology. And people did not like what she said. Look.
He apologized to you personally?
No.
No. You think she'll ever be invited back into the inner circle of the family?
I have told Kylie intimately that I would genuinely not care whatsoever if Kylie wants to be her friend again. My sisters matter way more to me than any grudge or issue that I would have with another individual. And if I can allow Tristan back into my life, I need to allow the same forgiveness and acceptance of other people. And if Kylie has... We've had these conversations. If Kylie wants Jordan to be her friend, that's up to Kylie.
No. I believe life does not go in reverse. I've said that many times. When you kick a bitch out the clique, she don't get to come back. Whether you're a mean girl or you're not, I think at this point, you're doing community service. When a bitch gets kicked out, a bitch stays out. But is that right? I don't know. Maybe sometimes you give somebody a second chance. Maybe somebody learns their lesson, Bigo, and then you give them a second chance. But I don't know, because even though Khloé kept it PG, Kim Kardashian, baby, you know, that's the girl, that started all this, that pussy put them all on. She was not here for it. The thing I love about Kim is gonna always keep it G. Kim Kardashian, no more Wes, said this.
I'm gonna keep it real. Tristan has a baby with Chloe. So Tristan will always be in our lives one way or the other. If anyone else came in a situation, I wouldn't choose to want to spend all my extra time. I get it. Like Tristan's family, we have to always like keep it cool. There's a baby involved. So if there's no babies involved and shit goes down, like, sorry.
You know, and the thing I love about Kim is that Kim is first of all, when any woman says keep it real, you know that's what they're about to do, right? Anytime a woman says keep it real, that's exactly what the fuck they're about to do. And so when Kim said keep it real, we knew that's what it was going to be. Now, after the reunion aired, news broke that Chloe and Tristan have called it quits. Now, I sat right here on the show and told y'all that the Kardashians were not here for it and that Tristan would not win, right? I told you he was going to leave. And so this came after reports happened that Tristan was at a party and was seen spotted with some girls in a bathroom or somewhere where he wasn't supposed to be, right? He was in a room with three women. You didn't even want one. Three women. But I've said to you many times before, Tristan has a sex problem. He has a sex addiction problem. And when you have a sex addiction problem, this is what you do. You act out. Now, they said that that Thompson was spotted dining with the Kardashians and their daughter, True. Now, anyway, an eyewitness said that Tristan took off into one of the party rooms where everyone was to hook up. And he was with three women and another guy. So there must have been a choo-choo. Okay. So did Chloe leave Tristan because at this point it was an embarrassment? Or did Chloe leave Tristan because Tristan became an embarrassment? Or did Chloe leave Tristan because she knew the story was going to come out? And either way, she's going to look a damn fool. Chloe, I told you on this show, I know they said that I was being wrong. I said, you're not the fat girl with insecurities anymore. And I'll go on the record to say that you should have deaded this relationship. I ain't even gonna say the rest of that because you know where I'm going. Like, you know who. But either way, now that it's over, so we can't confirm whether or not how it all went down because we have yet to have our moment with Chloe. But however, we did have a conversation with the Kardashians team and we did ask to speak to Chloe and we do plan to talk to Chloe. Just know that that plan is happening. So we appreciate the conversation. Bye. One second, please. I'm dealing with some drama. Okay, so look. Either way, so look, topic number two. Okay, look. So the black NCIS star, I don't even know who this guy is. His name is Sciatica. Is it Siaka? Huh?
Sciatica.
Whatever. Turn this shit off. Siaka, he's a star on television's NCIS and SWAT team. Now, I don't think I've ever seen him. Have I ever seen him? No? Well, either way, he's in trouble because he got raided by the FBI after he cut up at the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection. You may remember we showed where the white people was climbing up the wall at the Capitol in the U.S. and the U.S. Senate or Congress. Now, this guy, he's a star who starred in these TV shows that I told you about. He allegedly participated in this Capitol insurrection and now has gotten in trouble. So 20 agents dressed in tactical gear raided his house in North Hollywood, which is not too far from where I'm at. Let me be very clear with you. When you're black in a sea of white folks, turn the phone off. You should know you're going to get caught. Now, anytime one of my white friends calls me and says, do you want to go climb up a Capitol? My answer to them is, no, I'm not going to go climb up a fucking Capitol. Black people do not get the same opportunities as white people when it comes to getting out of trouble. And we all know that when that happened, there weren't that many black people there. So apparently, according to reports, the home was raided. And it was listed by another person named Brian Burks, who we don't know. I guess he's 42. And it's unclear what their relationship is. okay? But the raid took place because of the two men's associations on a social media app. Was it Grindr? What was it?
They didn't say.
Well, there weren't any other details provided. But now he's on his way to prison, and I don't care. Go to the next story. Don't nobody care about that. Fuck him and Trump. What is there? What is on the live? Him?
Him at the insurrection.
This is him at the insurrection. We got proof.
Oh, one thing I think hopefully we can all take into consideration is that as these bombs are going to be dropped today, I think it's really for us as citizens and patriots to share this message, because we know MSN doesn't give a shit. They won't give a shit. And they'll lie about what is in front of everyone's face. So it's like, I feel like this is about sharing and getting it out there so that they can't. I tell you what, he may not be military, but when you have a talk.
Girl, shut the fuck up. And it's people like you that make people look like me look bad, because I'm out here supporting and defending my country. Well, from YouTube. But either way, I'm over him, and I'm over the story. Let me show you how to get this merch, because people are texting me where to get the sweater. Now, y'all should know, go to HollywoodUnlocked.com/shop. You can get all these things right here from the comfort of your home. You can get backpacks, everything, anything that you don't have, you can get it. Make sure that you get it right now. You can get backpacks, t-shirts, all the things. Okay. Oh, you could also subscribe to our YouTube. Go to youtube.com/HollywoodUnlocked. youtube.com/HollywoodUnlocked, baby. All right. Somehow my Beagle turned off. Go do that now. Yes, that's it. All right. Enough of that. What's the next story?
Commercial.
Oh, is there a commercial? Do I just say go to commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, check this out. CD Universe is a premium small sex toy business in Connecticut with only a dozen employees. CD Universe competes directly with the big box store, shipping nationally and internationally. CD Universe sells a lot of things, but they're known for adult toys, which includes bullets, vibrators, including rabbit strokers, lubricants, bondage gear, dildos, cock rings, anal toys, and everything else. Welcome to the show. CD Universe has a huge selection of products from all major adult toy brands, including Cal Exotics, Doc Johnson, Evolved, and Pipe Dream. Also, boutique brands, condoms, and even lingerie. Shipping and billing are completely discreet, so everything will say CD Universe on it. Their customer service department is award-winning and professional, and CD Universe's website is safe and secure. At CD Universe, you can take your time and shop in private. There's no judgment, so try whatever you want and get whatever you need. We like to treat our gaggers. I don't know why y'all called them that. Right. So you'll get 20% off your first order by visiting cduniverse.com/gagging. So if you want to spice up your love life, this is the best place to get a little something extra. Don't forget, visit cduniverse.com/gagging for 20% off your order. Go. Listen, so my boo just texted me right now and said that they are watching the show, which I appreciate. Let me text him back one second. All right, cool. Hey. All right, so look, I want to talk to you about a serious topic really quick. This kid right here, I don't know if you saw this video circulating around. It got sent to me from, I think, the Gay Neighbors or one of those gay Instagram pages, whatever. This is a 12-year-old kid who was bullied for being gay, and he was bullied by his parents. Now, this video went viral. The kid is only 12 years old, and he's out in Atlanta, and he was being abused on Instagram Live by his family. Okay. And he was humiliated to the point to where it really didn't sit well with me at all. And as soon as I got it, I made sure to share it. And I shared it because I think what's important is that people understand, as a gay man, I never went through these type of issues. I never had this type of experience, you know, where this this happened. And so let me just tell you what happened. The young boy, his name is Tyler. Hey, Tyler. He was humiliated on Instagram Live after his oldest brother shaved the word gay into his head, while the sister behind the camera and others called the boy a gay ass bitch for doing gay shit. That's a quote. That's what they said. Now, this is a photo of young Tyler. Okay. Young, cute kid. these are the kids that I want to adopt. Like, I would adopt this kid. I would take this kid. I don't know if anybody knows where this kid is. Please somehow put me in touch with this kid. Well, if you missed the video, you're going to be pissed because I'm going to show you right now exactly what happened. Take a look.
Now we're going to show them you getting your ass beat. This was to him. We do shit, but it don't help right here.
You said you're what? Say it again. Say it one more time.
And he liked that shit.
And you like it. And
you're
doing the most.
You still doing gay shit. You think this on the side of your head for no reason? Is that what you think? It's on the side of your head for no reason? So why you just said that gay ass shit, bro? Why would you just say that? Why would you just say that? You ain't got shit to say? Hello? You ain't got shit to say?
No.
Hello? Sit your ass down.
Are you?
Keep on doing that shit.
You like this type of stuff?
You thought I wasn't gonna beat your ass from last night too big. Talking all that goddamn shit, bro.
Now listen, fuck those parents. Fuck that whole family. All of them. Even the little bitch holding the phone. I don't know how old she is. Even if she's 10, fuck you, little bitch. Now, after this video made its rounds, the hashtag for justice for Tyler began, and people started circulating this. And I made sure to put it up on Hollywood Unlocked. It got thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of views. And I also made sure to send it out to our partners so we can amplify it even more. Now, this little kid, and this is the part that really bothered me, because, you know, you always gonna love your family, you know, even when they're not good to you. He ended up taking to Instagram to talk about it. And this is what he said.
Hey. I know I deserve to be loved, but I just need y'all to, like, that's mental. It's not, oh my God, people. What did you do? I didn't do nothing but apologize to my mama, like, but I just needed to get that clear. Y'all, Tyler is in the sixth grade. He was in my class. He always bullied. He always. Y'all, Tyler was in the sixth grade, and he was my class. He was always bullied for being himself. Yes, that is so right, but I was never abused.
So the police actually saw the video in Atlanta, and the special victims unit and the commander of the LGBTQ liaison unit. So Georgia's GFCS is DCFS also stepped in, and Tyler was reportedly removed from his mother's custody with a court date reportedly set. I think the kid should not go back to the house. I think the kid was abused for sure, and just like a kid innocently still loves his family, which he should tell them all to go fuck off, and he should be placed with a family who loves him. Now, the crazy part about what they did to him by cutting his hair, they intentionally did that to shame him, so that way when he went to school, people would bully him. You already know, as a young black man, a young gay black man, he's being bullied at school. So what you did was some punk shit, but that's because his father has some deep-rooted issues, because the trans that was sucking his cock off somehow bled into his cum and then got that girl pregnant, and then he had a gay son. He had his own issues. He had his own issues. I'm so sick and tired of reporting on families, specifically black families who and black celebrities who have a problem with kids choosing to be who the fuck they want to be. I wish somebody, you know, if I could get in touch with that kid, I would give him whatever he wants. Where do you want to go? Disneyland, whatever. Just get away for a few days and get something. Now, if that boy kills himself, and we've seen kids kill themselves as a result of being bullied for being gay, I mean, then what happens, right? So I don't know where that kid is. If anybody has an update, please send it to me. And shout out to you, Tyler. Keep your head up, player. All right, look, I don't know if you're going to be watching Wimbledon, but I can tell you who won't be, and that's Naomi Osaka. Now, you remember, she's the girl that beat this girl. Now, this is the queen of tennis to me. I don't know nothing about Osaka. I know she's good and whatever, but this is the queen of tennis. Now, Osaka, she's pulled out of Wimbledon because she wants to focus on her mental health. She's been saying that she's struggling, but that's not it. She also now is saying that when she goes to the Olympics, she's going to re-represent Japan. Which, if you don't like America and you don't want to represent America, why are we buying your tickets? Right? Is she Japanese?
Black and Japanese.
Then move over there. You don't get to live in the United States and reap the benefits of having a non-communist country and non-communist society and then decide that you want to go and be Japanese during the Olympics. No, you beat Serena Williams and you think we're going to let you go to the Olympics and represent them people? And I ain't saying them people in a racist way. I'm saying them people as in they not our people. We are American. Y'all can say you're Africans if you want to. None of you motherfuckers been to Ghana even on the year of return. You never got on a plane and got over there. But you've been to Puerto Rico. Y'all went to Sizzle in Miami. Every fucking pride. Your asses then flew to D.C. and got banged out. You can't go visit where the slaves started over in Africa. Y'all bitches' priorities is fucked up. That's why the fuck you got shit going on. Like Osaka. And I should have known when her name was Osaka, she was going to pull this shit. You're going to beat an American queen and then go right over there with those people. I'm boycotting Wimbledon. I wasn't going to watch it anyway, but now I'm boycotting it. So we need a production. Come up with a boycott. I want a boycott system. Everybody on Gagging, we are not supporting Wimbledon because they are, I don't know what they're doing. She can be pro-Japanese. I saw somebody in the comments said she's pro-Japanese. Are you not putting comments up? What you mean she's pro-Japanese? You could be pro-Japanese, but you better be pro-American first. It's like if you say she stands for Black Lives Matter. Well, how many Black lives are in Japan? Because if she went there for America, she could have stood there and said, I'm standing here for America and all the Black lives lost by police officers, right? But she can't do that representing Japan because I don't even know if they let Black people over there. I was there one time. I went there to go skiing. And there wasn't many Black people skiing. It was just me and Melissa Ford. What a memory. All right. Well, either way, I don't know if you guys support her, but Zell Swag is up. Is this the last story? Who's that? Oh, my God. Y'all know I was involved with the Lala stuff and Carmelo Anthony. I'm going to get to that. Oh, my God. I can't leave. I know that. God. Kelvin goes on one date this week, and all of a sudden, he pointed out everything I need to do on the show. Take control of your household. Stop walking around parties with random strangers. All right? Either way, Naomi, I like you. You know, I like you. You're dope chick. But you have to represent America, you know, or at least represent Africa, right? Well, I guess she has dual citizen in Japan and the United States, so she had to pick one, and she chose them. All right. Well, look, I have to tell you something. Well, I have a commercial. Can you do that? When I start talking, just pop it up. Okay, there we go. All right, listen, there's this new artist named Damon Fletcher. Now, he's really dope. Now, he has a song called Ready featuring Cupid. He was on my Instagram Live. I did a whole conversation with him. And this is a guy who has never done music, and he didn't know that this was going to happen, that out of nowhere he was going to get this talent and be able to do a partnership with Cupid. Y'all know Cupid Shuffle. Many of you have done it. Some of you during dates you shouldn't have, but either way, Damon, I ran into him the other day here in Los Angeles, and we were surprised to run into each other after our interview. Now he has this new song, or this is not the new song. This is the one with Cupid that we played already. Okay, well, in case you missed it, take a look.
My dream don't have a ceiling.
I'ma just get to my goals. I just held on to these dreams and I'll never let go. I'm trying to find the perfect happiness deep in my soul. When I finally took the risk, it paid off. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Does it sound good to you? Okay, cool. Well, look, he partnered with Cupid and they did their song. And now Damon is giving away a round trip flight and a stay at Caesar's Palace in Vegas from anywhere in the U.S. to go with him to meet Usher for a VIP concert experience. So if you are watching the show and you want to meet Usher, this is his Instagram below, at the Damon Fletcher. Now, what I love about Damon, he is not playing. He is investing in his brand, and he is doing his own marketing. Now, Usher is his inspiration for music, for his musical journey, and he hopes that this giveaway will spark someone to chase their dreams too. So he not only is he pursuing his own dreams and his own passion by creating his own music, he's now giving you a chance to be inspired by going with him to meet Usher. So again, if you want to go and get involved with this, All the details are on his Instagram. Go to @TheDamonFletcher or his website, www.DamonFletcher.com. Damon, keep killing it, player, and I might pull up on you and Usher. You heard? Oh. That was it. Okay, cool. It's time for the deep dive. You know, the ghetto the ghetto-ness of this production is a part of the show. Weedy Pooh is sitting here laying on her side, but she ain't. I don't think she has her gagging bonnet on, which, why would I mail you a gagging bonnet if you ain't going to wear it? I could have wore the gagging bonnet my damn self. Weedy Pooh, she has it on? Oh, my bad. Sorry. I know. I just be taking shots for no reason. Okay, listen. So this happened this weekend. Okay, this last week. Carmelo Anthony's dick has made it in. Is it in the Hall of Fame? No, because we don't know how big it is. Okay. Well, either way, Carmelo Anthony is in the news because he has twins. Now, I'll tell you who reported it because it's a mess. Okay, y'all ready? Me. So I broke the news this week that Carmelo Anthony is expecting twins by a woman over in London. Now, she'd rather not share her full name because she's revealed that Carmelo is allegedly the father of her newborn twins. And she has receipts. Now, this is what the woman looks like. Okay. She's in London. She's a cute chick. She's a yoga instructor. And she reached out to me because she had reached out to other platforms, but she just didn't trust them. And so she said that she liked what I did and she trusted me. And so we started this back and forth. And I told her at first, like, girl, every week it's another girl who comes to me on Hollywood Unlocked and says she's having twins or kids or whatever, or trying to get rid of an STD from some basketball player. And I'm like, I don't believe it. Then she sent me receipts. Okay, do we have the text messages? Yeah? Okay, well, let's just show them right now. This is the text message between her and Carmelo. Now, she named her baby Cash. Wait, hold on. So, Cash is the name of Lala's son on Power. Let's just start with that, because I didn't even know that when this started, that she named her child, one of her children, after Lala's character on Power's kid. That was messy. But either way, put the receipt back up. This is what she said on the text, okay? So they're going and talking about, she's talking about the kids are not doing well. Her kids were in the hospital not doing well. And Carmelo was like, what's wrong with him? So so Carmelo was aware that his kids, alleged kids, I'm going to just say alleged.
Allegedly.
Kids were struggling to live in the NICU in the hospital. And Carmelo, you know, had just ghosted her. That's why she reached out to me. Now, she's giving me receipts of payments. I can't find them in my phone because I be screenshotting so many nude pictures that y'all be sending me on my Instagram that I have to just wade through it all, go back and find them. But I did put out the text messages and I did confirm Carmelo's number. Now, Melo's wife, Lala, she filed for divorce and that came before I broke this story. But the reason I think Lala did that is because I think she found out that I found out. Because I had known about the story 3 weeks before. I just sat on it because I wanted to see how it was all going to play out and I hadn't had a chance to reach out to Lala. Now, this is a photo of Lala. Let me be very clear. I love Lala. I love Lala. And that
yes!
Body. I love Lala. So Lala, you know, she's not been with Carmelo for, I don't know, 3 years. But we never saw a divorce and we never saw anything concrete. So we just assumed they were still together. So when it broke, it looked like he did this behind Lala's back. Now, I don't think Lala knew about it. But if you're not together, it's not technically behind your back. He's moved on. You've moved on. You got new dick. He getting new pussy. He's not wearing condoms. Whatever. Well, the woman explained that she met Carmelo in New York in 2020. Now, in 2020, he still was gone from Lala. So this isn't something that he did on Lala. But this is when he was reportedly, you know, separated. And she says after turning him down a few times, he insisted that he was not trying to hit on her, but just wanted to be cool and, quote, hang out. Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that got a PlayStation, these niggas don't just want to hang out. They want you to suck on them. They want you to fuck on them. That's just the way that it is. So when a man says, let's hang out, basically he's saying, take this. Well, they talked every day and they eventually hung out and then they start hooking up. And so she knew that Carmelo was married, but he had told her all these things that, you know, he was single, which he was, but he was separated, but not divorced. And he would FaceTime her in his bed. And so she thought that he was single, okay? Now, she says that she didn't feel bad about it because she knows who's fucking Lala too. But my thing is, who cares who Lala's fucking? Because Lala's a whole grown-ass woman, and once she leaves her man who cheated on her with a baby the first time, she has a right to give that vagina to anybody that she wants. That belongs to her. Okay? Now, Lala is clearly out here single, I believe. And so in September, the woman found out that she was pregnant with twins. And so the plan was that she would get an abortion in LA, which Carmela agreed to, as neither of them wanted to turn it into a bigger situation. And so she needed this medical. So I guess what the tea was is that she needed a medical situation, a medical abortion, which means that she had to be accompanied by somebody. But Carmela never went back with her to Portland, from Portland to LA to show up for the procedure. So she had the kids. So she was, the time that went on, the delay for him to show up for that, put her in a situation where she didn't have that much time left. So she had to have these kids. And so they have both agreed to fly her to London to have the babies. And then the agreement would come out and they would visit when the season was over. But the babies came prematurely. And then he never went to see them. So he never went to see him and he was sending money. But then he started acting funny. And then one of the kids developed some problems with his brain and then lacked oxygen. So the kid needed surgery. And this is where it got really bad because, again, you know, she kept trying to reportedly try to keep contacting Carmelo, but, you know, he never answered. Wow. That's crazy to me. So either way now, this all went down. Now, I had several phone calls. There was something that went down with Kim Kardashian. We broke another story. Do we have that? We broke another story where the lady told me that Kim Kardashian hired a private investigator to go after her. I talked to Kim's people, and it wasn't that. The person that runs Kim's company, her name is Tracy Romulus. She went behind everybody's back, allegedly, and called out to people in London trying to find out who the woman was. Now, I don't know if my staff would go behind my back and do dirt like that. I know they wouldn't. So I don't know that Tracy did this without Kim knowing, but she did say, and this was her quote to me directly, she didn't eat Kim Kardashian. She did it on her own. And so if that's the case, she acted on her own as a free agent and she went and became Inspector Gadget to find out what was going on. So she found out and then told Lala. So then Lala filed divorce. That was a lot. Well, I spoke to Lala. And the thing that I think is important is that, one, first of all, Lala, you know I love you to death, and I think that you're an amazing woman. And the thing that Lala brought up was something that I don't think Carmela's been thinking about, and that's they have a kid who's old enough, who looks at Hollywood Unlocked, who looks at the internet, who sees what their father's out here doing. And so, you know, she wanted to make sure that it was clear they're not together, and he's grown and can do what a grown man does. So I think the issue is less for me about him cheating on Lala. In fact, I never, ever made it about Lala. I think my issue is that he's not caring for these kids who are allegedly struggling to live in a hospital. That, for me, is the problem. And I feel like if you could come out here and raw dog them down, you got to be able to step up and take responsibility and take care of your children. Now, I know that I've seen receipt. Carmelo PayPal'd her $100,000 in one PayPal to help care for these kids. So I know, and I got to find that receipt because it's there. But either way, the woman now has disappeared because she said Carmelo was calling her, threatening her, and telling her that she needed to come out and say that she lied. I told her, girl, if you lie, the DNA ain't never going to lie. So don't look foolish when you try to come back and get him later, because once he say you a liar, then he can sue you for defamation of character. And we see what the character's already defamed on his own. But either way, I don't know what to make of this. I wish them all the best. And more importantly, I pray that the kid gets you know, the support that they need. Okay. All right, y'all. Look, bye, Carmelo. I'm getting ready to get to Zelle because we got to wake this up. But before we do that, I got a bill to pay. Go ahead. All right. Now, look, I used to use coffee. I needed it to get me through the day, and not so much anymore because I love True Niagen. True Niagen fuels the body's energy engines, maintains cellular metabolism, and even supports heart health. Now I have more energy and don't need those extra cups of coffee. And I started since I started taking it. Now, with 11 published human clinical studies and backed by Nobel Prize winners, True Niagen is a supplement that's clinically proven to boost NAD levels and in an essential coenzyme required for cellular energy and repair. Now I've had to learn a lot of this through my experience with this supplement, because as you know, I've been working on my fitness and I don't like to use products that I personally don't know about. So as I've learned about this and started taking it, I feel comfortable sharing it with my audience now. Now, since taking this supplement, True Niagen, I have more resilience. It helps my muscles recover after a workout. I just have more zest for life. Add more vitality to your life today with True Niagen. Right now, new customers, all of you, can save up to 10% for the first purchase by going to TrueNiagen.com/gagging and use my code gagging. That's TrueNiagen.com/gagging. Code gagging to save 10% on your first purchase. TrueNiagen.com/gagging. Code gagging. All right, everybody, look, it's time for me to get to Zale Swag. Oh, here it is. Let's see.
What's up? I don't know where to
go, but thank you for sitting through the show, Zale. How are you?
I'm good. I look high.
Well, you're probably high. That's probably why you look that way.
Mm-hmm. I look good, though.
Came to my house the other day. We had all these people in my house. I never have people in my house. I called Zell the next day and say, I can't find one of my guns. He was like, I don't know nothing about your gun. I don't know where to.
I don't play look, with them.
I went like, through, I don't play through with my them. House.
I remember, and the people I bring with me still. So
listen, I hid the gun for myself and forgot I hid it. So I found it. And thank you for bringing that friend to my house. I think I drunk text him to the point where he's blocked me. So just tell him I said, I blame it on the alcohol.
Dude, I don't think he will block you.
Well, it's okay, child. It won't be the first one. All right, so look, welcome to Gagging. This is a show where we can say whatever we want and do whatever we want. Now, I want to talk to you about a couple things that have been in the news that I haven't even spoken on publicly. And so one of them started with Akbar versus Alexis Sky. I know you probably know both of the girls, but yeah. they both were recently at an appearance at a club. And Akbar and Alexis looked to be getting along at first, but then they got into a physical altercation in the parking lot. Now, this is a photo of Alexis and Akbar, for those of you that don't know who we're talking about.
Picture of Akbar. You know Akbar is half that size now. And they use an old picture of you. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't see the picture. Put it back up. Why y'all use that picture? You know damn well
now,
she ain't.
You know Akbar look good. Now, like, she look good there. She actually looks good there. So, but I'm just saying.
Here's what I want the production to do. Get Kelvin Instagram. Just have it on a card. That way, whenever this type of moment happens, I can say, this is who did it.
Okay, yeah, get them.
So anyway, Akbar and them got in a fight. Do we have the video? Why?
Oh my God. I seen it. There was a lot of spitting, a lot of trying to get to, running to the car, do all it. It was like, dang, why was there no cameras there?
Okay, but listen, they got into this fight and then they went back and forth. Do we have the assets of what they said on Instagram? Why? Oh my God. Anyway, they went back and forth. I don't know if you saw this, but basically, Akbar went after her kid and talked about her kid who, you know, she said her daughter was brain dead and retarded. Yeah. And then
Alexis, I think she was responding to Alexis because Alexis did say something about like being a better mother or something like she hoped that she focused more on her kids and stuff like that. Alexis kind of brung the kid word in the situation first. Somehow, I wish y'all had like exactly what she said, but she kind of brung the kid situation in first. So Akbar hearing that being crazy, Akbar, she gonna respond back in a crazy way. I feel like just maybe the kids just weren't supposed to be in the situation at all.
Right, but that's what I was gonna say. Where are the boundaries? Because you know, me and you are both over on Bego, and baby, there doesn't appear to be any boundaries whatsoever on Bego. Is there a boundary where kids are off limits though? I mean, who was wrong in this situation to you?
I spoke to Akbar and she said, you know, she didn't mean it like that, like calling, like saying nothing, but she was just like telling the story of like about what Alexis did that led to that, I guess. But I mean, I feel like they both wrong. I don't know, because they both brung up kids and I feel like you, no matter. So it's like, just because you pinched me, I said, I can't punch you back.
Well, let me ask you, because for a long time, Alexis and Masika, who you don't care for, had beef over their kid.
I don't have a problem with Masika at this point in my life.
You talked about Masika's feet, and now I can't go out nowhere and see her without looking down at her feet. So let's just, you did that. But let me ask, if Alexis, you know, her and Masika, they had this whole beef around the kid because the kid, she said, was Fetty's. And then recently on Father's Day, she shouted out the real father. Do you think Masika was wrong after all, how hard she rode for that not being Fetty's kid? Or was she right and justified in all the attacks she did on Alexis?
I mean, just attack on any woman that's probably pregnant and is going through emotional, hormonal things is probably not right. But is she, was she right about just the whole, like, not being a baby? Yeah, she definitely was right about that, obviously. And I met that guy. That was so funny. I was like, oh.
Mm. So you knew who he was when you saw him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember the night that we all hung out. I think it was at Catch in L.A.
Wait, so you and Masika are friends?
No, not Masika. No, definitely not Masika, not friends.
Would you be friends with Masika again if you had to go back on Love & Hip Hop with her?
Yeah, I don't have a, I'm at peace in my life, so I really don't have a problem with no one that don't have a problem with me.
So are you friends with Mr. Ray? Because I think the other day on Vigo, you called him fat, which I know he's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, well, me and him have never been friends, so I don't know. I mean, are we cool? Like, are we like, it's no beef. I don't have no beef with him. And I called him, I was referring back to, you know, fat Ray when we were going through our own personal issues. But yeah, I mean, they don't want it with me.
Wait, is there a way to, how does he fix the Wi-Fi?
My Wi-Fi is bad.
Is there a way to refresh the stream just so it can, like, maybe we can get it? Huh? It's coming back. Oh, there he is. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, look, let's switch it up. Let's talk about your OnlyFans account because I saw you doing some sexual stuff in the shower with somebody. I thought you was going to drown, Zell. What made you decide to do OnlyFans?
To be honest, it was like I had went through a really, really, really bad breakup. And I just felt like I wanted to stick it to him like so bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to see just like, but like at first I started it off and it was not like that, what you see. It was just like just me. And it was making so much money. I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, I can't believe like me just doing nothing. Everybody just want to click on. That just show you how nosy everyone is. But like, so then when I was like, oh, let me do a little collab and see what happened. And I did a collab and like, it went crazy and crazy and crazy.
Who are some of the people you collaborated with? Cause you collaborated with some of the biggest people on OnlyFans, right? Like, how do y'all connect? Do y'all like DM like OnlyFans.com?
They always hit me. I'll be like, what? You know, like when I jack off, I just go around to and just scroll through. I don't remember who the people are I'm jacking off to. I don't want to know you. So I don't be knowing, like, you know what I'm saying? So I normally just get hit. They hit me like, hey, let's do a collab. I said, okay, cool. Let me see how much you be making.
But how do you decide how do you decide the scene? Like, okay, you're going to get the jack off scene. I'll suck your dick. Like, how do you decide who's going to get what experience?
I mean, well, you don't be seeing me suck dick, but I saw one video
and I'm gonna tell you something. I tried that move in Colombia, nigga, and almost drowned.
Yeah, see, you can't do. I'm gonna teach you some things. We got plenty more nights at your house.
You got ruin that for everybody. I had the worst day the next day because I was exhausted. We drank too much 1942. I think your friend put a burnt marking my couch from a blunt. I almost drowned in the jacuzzi. It was a mess. My house, I had to walk through my house with the sage to sage all the spirits. Your driver was in the neighborhood.
My driver stayed right there. He don't go nowhere. Shout out to E.
Okay, so look, you got a new boutique that's opening. Let's talk about it. And you only sell black designers?
Yeah, I'm going to open up a store on Melrose. I have a brand. It's called East Avenue. It's my clothing line, East Avenue. I'm opening up a store on Melrose, which is only going to sell like high-end black designers. So, yeah, I just want to support like other designers like me that's trying to make it and trying to like have a place where they could be. And Melrose is such a dope place, location. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always was like, I want a place on Melrose. So, yeah, so that's what it's about to be.
Wait, and so are you going back to Love & Hip Hop? Because you know I left.
Yeah, you know, I love it there. They love me. I love it there. It's going to be so messy this season.
I won't lie. I do kind of miss Love & Hip Hop. Now that I'm on Bingo, I kind of feel like, man.
That's why I can't even give. See, you give it to Bingo. I don't get into it like you do. Like, I might have had a couple times where I had to read a couple people because, you know, it's so many haters on there. But, like, I really don't give it to them on Bingo. I just be like, whatever. Y'all ain't even seeing what I'm seeing, so I don't even care. Y'all ain't even eating when I'm – y'all can't even digest the food that I eat. So I'm just like, I won't even give it to y'all, bum-ass bitches. So that's why I was like, I don't give it to – that's why I'm like, Jason, chill. Just chill. But you got it going, though. I ain't even lying. You lit.
I'm having fun over there. No, and I love seeing you on the app, and I loved hanging out with you the other day. It's always a good time. All right, so you talked about the new clothing line. Now, what's the name of the new clothing line, and is that going
to go in? It's called East Avenue Collection. Yeah, it's definitely going to be in there. It's definitely going
to
be in there.
Okay, it'll be there. Okay. Well, listen, do you have time to stay around for some calls? Because the Gag Nation is here, and they definitely...
I'd love to talk some shit.
All right, cool. Well, look, it's time to gag with me. Right now, the number is 1-402-GAGGING. 1-402-GAGGING. And you can be 1-402. Shit, that was too loud. 1-402-424-4464. Or you could jump on the video chat. All right. Now, look, if you call in through the video chat, enable your echo cancellation. If you call in on the phone, pay attention to the call, not the stream, because you may miss your chance to gag with me and Zell. All right. Let's take a phone call first. Let's start with that.
I just got my hair twisted for you.
I see. Hi. Hello?
She was pretty vocal.
Okay, we'll deal with that later. And this sounds just a mouth that sounds like that. All right, let me see. Let me see what Jameer has to say. What up, Jameer?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, Jason? What's up, Zell? How y'all doing?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. I got a question for you, Zell. Looking back on Love & Hip Hop, I had just looked up a clip when you was at the reunion, and you had threatened Fizz that you was going to beat him up. And I feel like that came from Paris getting into it with April.
It wasn't really what Paris was getting into April. It was because he kept saying little shit on the side. So I said, why you keep saying shit? Let them talk. Cause you don't want me to get into it, but like he had said something else, and I was like, and she kept talking, going. And I was like, now I'm gonna get him.
All right. So can I ask this?
I will say at the reunion, Fizz was kind of feeling himself. He was doing a lot. You remember
Was that the same Fizz that you know all season? So like, was this the Fizz that you know at that reunion? Yeah, we was there together. That was not the same Fizz.
Yeah, so can I ask this question? So my question is for you. You did admit that sometimes you played it up for the cameras because you felt like that's what they wanted.
I say that my first season. Like my first season, I was a little more hyper because I felt like it was just the nature of reality TV and me watching reality TV, like being a fan of reality TV. But I just felt like it was a nature, like, because I'm already that lit type of party boy litness anyway, but like I was just like, okay, so they want me to be level 10 Zell, like, you know what I'm saying, and not 5.
True. So in all honesty,
I think you're perfect for the show. They wanted you to be level 10, but they couldn't take level 10. Yeah, you know,
like my level 10 is not level 10 to them. My level 10 is like a level 100, and you are kicked out for a whole season. Come back when you didn't woo side.
All right, Jameer, I know you got a list of questions, but this ain't your interview. It's mine. Okay. Stick around. I'll be back. All right.
Where he from?
What's up with you? You looking around? What you looking for, Rari?
No, I just want to I just want Zell to get aggressive again because it turned me on when he did it a little second ago. Can you just
I mean, what is? I don't know what the like. What
I don't
to
know.
Say.
I
got into it with somebody at Jason's house. Had like a little heated discussion with someone at Jason's house because they said that I was too aggressive. Then their thing was like, "Oh, I'm aggressive too." I said, I don't want to bring it up because we passed it over. But I read them. I got them real good. Like, you know, I didn't do my old Zell swag reads and get like hyper. But I got them my new Zell swag when I get them together. Real good. Like, even when another guest came up to me like, oh my God, I love the way that how you handled yourself and da 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 because they was doing too much and you just really got them together. I said, yeah, that's what I do.
Because you know what's so crazy? Sky told me yesterday she had to get somebody together at my house too. So I'm like, maybe it's the same person. But let me ask you something. Where was I at when y'all got into it?
You were in a jacuzzi, I think. All over by the jacuzzi with all the light skins around you. Like,
there was nobody light skin in that jacuzzi. Shut the hell up, Black.
Yes, they were.
All right, did you have a question for Zell though, or were you just trying to fuck?
I just wanted him to get aggressive. I'm gonna DM him though, so I could like hear some more about like.
Okay, if you guys want to go on my DMs, you got to send my Cash App first. Like, DMs ain't free.
Oh yeah, put up our Cash App too. Shit, I got a Cash App. Send me a Cash App. And if you send me Cash App,
you know I'm putting it up.
Mine is Zell Swag 47.
Okay, Amberlynn, you got a question?
I don't really have a question. I just wanted to say, like, I'm so glad to see that you are here. Like, I love you. I see that you had your whole weight loss journey. Like, you're doing your damn thing. Like, you look damn good tonight. Like, I appreciate you being here. Like, we up here turning up, so. That's all I had to say. I just wanted to talk shit tonight, but nothing is ill.
Amberlynn, we're going to come back to you because I know you got some shit to talk. She's a day one writer. Now, Weedy Pooh be getting high. What's up, Weedy Pooh?
I'm all right. And I'm laying down because I'm in pain and I'm high too.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know.
That's a good
How
reason.
You doing, to play
that. I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Hey, how you doing, my brother? I'm talking to you.
Me?
I'm good.
No.
I'm good.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to tell you, Zell, you are so cute.
Oh, thank you.
You are so cute.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got a pretty smile.
Thank you.
Stop trying to fuck my guests.
And I did get these teeth from my mom. I didn't get them from no doctor or nothing like these. These came from Kim.
All right now.
Kim and Rodney.
Weedy Pooh, stop trying to sleep with my guest.
You know what? He's just a hater.
All right, Nunu, you have a question?
Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
So, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Looking sexy.
Thank you.
Anyway, I do have a serious question. So, being bisexual, are you bisexual?
Yes.
Okay. So being bisexual does.
Now. I am. I want to. Next 9 months. No, I'm just kidding.
What's the question?
I'm sorry.
Okay. The question is being bisexual and being aggressive and being a black male. And being handsome.
It's hard.
It's a lot. I know it's a lot going on all at once. So how do you kind of keep it all together?
Well, I mean, I don't
especially
think it's
when like, you're getting it from both sides.
I don't think it's like keeping it all together. I think I just try to be me all the way. Because I feel like if I'm just me, I'm gonna attract whatever I like or whatever that's supposed to be towards me. So I just feel like I just be trying to be Rodney, like me, Zell. Like I don't be trying to, like, I don't look at no one else. It's not like a book that you're supposed to read. Like, oh, this is how you take care of this side or this side. I just, like, I'm me, and who's going to accept me? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I go about it. I don't even know. I just like, it'd be hard. It's already hard being a black man. It's already hard being a black gay man. It's already hard being a black gay big man. I just was having a conversation with someone the other day that was just like crying, basically crying about being, like whining about being black, like how it's hard. I just looking at him like, you my age, nigga. Like, we've been doing this for 33 years. You should be good at it. Like, I'm good at it. I love this. I love all that it comes with, the hate and the love. So, I mean, I just try to remain myself, and like, and that's really what I do.
Nunu, why are you trying to fuck Zell?
But I do think it. Oh no, Nunu, come back.
Let's say,
I am looking for a segment.
Hold on, she ain't ever put on makeup for me in the damn year I've been here. She ain't not tonight. No, you're not.
But you know, I'm looking for a baby mama or a surrogate. You gonna help me? Jason, you gonna help me find me a baby mama or a surrogate?
I can't even find me a baby mama. Then again, I'm not looking for one.
See?
Sharon.
Hey, Jason.
Help me make sense of all this, please.
Well, do you want me to go into the mess report? Or you want me to go into my question for Zell?
Let's start with Zell, and then when we're done with Zell, we're gonna circle back to the messy report.
Okay, so Zell, my first question that I wanted to ask you, first of all, I love you. I love watching you on Love & Hip Hop. You're sexy as fuck.
Thank you.
But I'm not going to step on Nunu's toes. I'm not going to step on Nunu's toes. So, and I love the way that you stuck up for, you got it, girl. You got it, Nunu. You got it. I'm not going to step on Nunu's toes. But yeah, I thought it was real commendable what you did with Paris. I know she could hold her own, but I just thought that was great that you did stand up for her when a man was coming at her in the wrong way. So my question is for you, what do you think about K. Michelle's new face?
I think I'm not a hater. She looks good, but like but her pussy still stink.
Exactly. That's what I said. She needs pussy rejuvenation.
I feel like she's doing all the wrong surgeries.
None of us
got box, not the face. So like, right. All that you want from the face, niggas ain't gonna want that pussy.
Right. Once they get down there, they gonna come right back up to the face. I get it, 100%.
None of us smelled it. That's not fair.
Allegedly,
I smelled it. So there ain't no allegedly. I smelt it.
Well, there you go, Jason. The proof is in the box. So my next question for you, Zell, is, if she could afford to change her face so many times, why do you think that she got so upset over a $50 Uber?
Because it wasn't, it's not even that. It's just the fact that she's one of those Pisces that like she wants to see you lose no matter what. Like, if you're not with them, they want to see you lose. I literally had went with the day that she had, after she had begged Ernest Dukes, a publicist, to get her and Paris back together, I popped up after a set of Love & Hip Hop and went on set with Paris. It was my friend. We both went there, and she literally was crying, apologizing for the whole situation. Then the next season of Love & Hip Hop is this whole thing. So it's just like, she's fake. She used to come right before all of that happened. She wanted to come over our house. She wanted her boyfriend, whoever the doctor, the lame ass doctor that she talked to, whoever he is, he used go to my weed man still. But my thing is, bitch, you did all of this to turn around to do all of that as soon as the cameras came on. That's why you were a bum-ass, dusty-ass, stinking pussy-ass bitch that would never, never, never win. That's why y'all see her win. She talks so much shit. Like, her shit talk is hotter than her music.
Right, right. Exactly. And the way that her pussy smells is louder than her music as well. We don't claim her. We're Pisces. We're February Pisces. A guy just popped up on the screen. We definitely do not claim K. Michelle. But I do hope that maybe
I like K. Michelle. I want to say for the record, I like her, but it's Zell's interview. But I like K. Michelle.
But that was my question for you. I'll save it for the best report. But it was great.
My friend right here on the back. Y'all can't really see the picture, but that's me and my friend.
Okay.
Wait, is your friend over there? That boy.
No, I'm talking about I don't got no friends. I'm single. I don't got no friends. I am single.
Single too. Sharon, don't go nowhere. Hold on. He up here lying.
Well, I like that question.
What question?
He didn't ask me about Dusty Pussycat Michelle. Girl.
They want to know if you and Paris are still roommates.
Like, kind of, but kind of not.
Why? You because, kicked her out? What happened?
No, it's because, like, I mean, it's we have two places. So it's like one in New York, one here. She is in New York normally.
Nice.
And I'm here.
I got a place.
Like, we about to start filming, so, you know, she's coming back, getting back in the swing of L.A.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I walked away from the show, but I won't lie. Beagle has me tempted to just pop up and just shut it down.
Yeah, we should do it just for the sake of, like, they never had, like, a gay camaraderie, like, where, like two guys like us are, like, actually cool and having fun to show us doing things and doing our own shit outside of the world of, you know what I'm saying?
But at the reunion, I mean, I thought me and you were going to have to jump Lil Fizz. That would have been disastrous for Love & Hip Hop, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was, yeah. Lil Fizz was, he wanted smoke, but he didn't like the blood. Do you know, after all of that, he had somebody come and ask me for a cigarette. I said, this bum ass nigga, after I just threatened to whoop his ass, we was going to do all of this, rah, rah. You know, he had one of the people like, hey, I said, who is it for? She's like, you're not going to get mad? I was like, no. It's for Fizz, and he also asked, "Do you have a backwood?" I said, "Yeah, so forgiving as I said, yeah, huh?" Gave him two cigarettes in the backwood.
All right, so let me ask you, what do you think about April Jones dating Dr. Dre?
Love it, love it, love it. Ha! Did she shitting on you? That was for you. She got him just to shit on your ass. Out of everybody to shit on, her baby daddy, the other boyfriend, me, Paris, Love & Hip Hop. She did it for motherfucking Hollywood Unlocked because all the shit.
I mean, Beast by Dre still ain't hers. That ain't her money. That's his money.
Well, I mean, but she look good. No, but I'm happy for anybody that just like. April, she's a fun girl. So, and Dr. Dre probably need that in his life, like with all his shit that he got going on. So, I feel like
I actually liked April personally. I wish we could have still been friends. I mean, she got mad at me.
You still could, Jason. I think y'all still could because you know, once people see that you really don't have no bad intent outside your bad intent, like. I feel like they good. Like you'll be good.
Well, according to Beagle, I'm the boogeyman. I don't know why Beagle's. They just think I'm just this evil person.
Well, I'm say you're an evil person. They just like. I think it's just because of your celebrityness. They're not expecting it from you. Like you know what I'm saying. They expect you to be like you know. Cool and like and let them run you over and do things to you, but like you on the app doing the things to them, which is not normal for somebody like of your stature. Like you know what I'm saying? Like okay. Because they see Milan doing it all day, but
Zell. All right, so look, what else is next? You got the boutique, you got the line, you're going back to Love & Hip Hop, you're living in two places.
I really got some really good music that I'm dropping. Like, I know it's, like, so unheard of because it's, like, me, and people don't understand, like, how, like, I'm really invested in love music and just love. So, like, I really got some good music, and I got, like, some big features that, like, people are going to be like, oh, my God, you got a song with, yeah, yeah, but I got some really good songs. I got a song got right now, it's called Murder. It's kind of like the same vibe that my EP is. It's all about my past relationships and things that I've been through. Because I really went through like a really, really rough relationship, then a even rougher breakup. And like, so it's just like, yeah.
Which breakup? Because I know the one, but what's the other one?
You talking about the, you, it's...
No, we're not even going there today because the last time you were on my podcast, I got so many calls. Like, no.
Oh yeah. That breakup don't even count because that's like not even a real. But this is like my real.
Going there. No, go okay. Watch the podcast.
Okay. Well, this was like the first love of my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, it was just a little different, and like, you know, And we just now, like, it just literally been a year on that we broke up, like, on Father's Day or something like that. So, like, now, I mean, we cool and, you know, we didn't see each other. We didn't, you know. But, like, it still ain't the same. I don't know. It's been a very hard thing for me. I don't know.
Well, look, I'll keep checking out for it. I'll keep checking for it. I'll be on Bego later. Everybody knows where to find you on social media. I'm going to be on Bego later tonight. So I'll see you there. But thank you for coming on.
Are you going to the Taco Tuesday thing tonight?
No, I got invited, but I don't eat tacos.
Yeah, it ain't going to be tacos. They're just going to be like niggas.
Wait, I heard about the Taco Tuesday. It's like, I don't know, Zell. I need to stay in my house. I need to stay in my house.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll be there. Yeah, I'm going. Me and Paris is going.
Well, who are going to be there?
It's a straight party, but.
You're going? Wait, it's like straight, like who? Like you straight?
Yeah, I mean, it's straight. I don't want to say it. We on air. I call you. But yeah, it's going to be fun. It's the party. It's the party to go to. It's the party to go to. The niggas going to be there. The girls going to be there. The niggas.
Let me text you on the side. Let me text you.
Taco Tuesday. It's a Taco Tuesday, but no tacos. Telling you, it's no tacos. I swear to God.
Let me call you after the show. Thank you for coming on this show, and I'm going to see you.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you later.
Always. Listen, I ain't going to that Taco Tuesday. Zell trying to get me in trouble. Y'all know I'm trying to date somebody right now, but I think he going to the Taco Tuesday. So I should. Wait. Now I know we got two shows tomorrow, but maybe I dress up and go to the Taco Tuesday because I know somebody going to be there to see if he's there fucking around with another shell. All right, let me bring her up.
Oh, gosh, Jason, I was going to say, I think you should go to Taco Tuesday. You might even get something, you know, a shell, be interested in a shell to stuff. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Potential. I don't know. But, I mean, I think that you should go make your presence. Have a good time. You just got a new house. Go celebrate.
I might just go to Bego. I can't. But go ahead, Carol, give us the messy report.
Okay. All right. For the messy report. So I want to start off by saying, Jason, you're the king. You're the king of the internet. You're the king of Bego. We love you, but they're not going to stop coming for you, Jason. It will never stop. It will never happen. So keep doing exactly what you're doing. We got your back. We're watching every corner, every angle. You're untouchable. They cannot fuck with you. Okay. So
Sharon. Okay. So for those of you that don't know what's going on, I'm over on Bego. I'm coming after the girls over there. They were trying me, and now I think I handled them pretty well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sharon, what are they saying about me in the Bego streets? This is why I need everybody watching the show to download Bego. Go to gagonbego.com. Join my agency so you can come over and help defend me. But Sharon, what are they saying?
Well, in the streets, you know, because I go and I dip in into rooms. And so what they're saying, it was lame for you to put Rick Rosa in the place of Mother. That Rick Rosa is boring and that he stands out over Tamar and it made the show boring, and that you needed Mother because that brought the excitement to the show. Also that you prey on the adolescent and that you can't take people's names. There's no way that you could do that. I told them they should call Kaya, see how that worked out for her. But that you can't take anything from Mother. It's not going to happen. He's too big of a deal on Bego. But, you know, the last time I checked, you know, and everybody was throwing your funeral, but it looks like people like Mother and Malone, that you guys are just digging for fucking bones. You guys are all in the graveyard.
Let me clarify something. When they say I prey on the adolescent, the person she's talking about is 23 years old. We got into it on the app. I bought his company. I deleted his Twitter. And now I've moved all that mess off the app. And so people are saying that I'm too grown and that I shouldn't be picking on a little kid. But I keep saying, like, look, there's no rules in war. Like, when you decide to fight with somebody, you got to be able to handle it. And everybody saw what I've done to Kaya. Everybody sees how I move. Like, I don't move that, like, it is what it is. The Gag Nation, we built this house off of showing motherfuckers that we will take their lemons and turn it into lemonade. So I don't know why people right. are so surprised.
Well, Jason, what I told them when I went into the live, and I'm just going to put it on the record, I think Milan's a bitch, you know what I'm saying? But we can handle that at another time, because I don't think that if you fuck with Jason, you should let people even come up on the panel and address that shit. But I'll address Milan at another time, because now I'm on his neck. But I would like to say that, like I told Milan, you guys had the fucking blueprint. Anybody that knew Jason Lee had the fucking blueprint, so you knew what not to do. Now, if you chose to do it anyway, what you get is what you get. Mother got every motherfucking thing that's coming to him. I don't feel sorry for him. Mother needs a mother. He needed his ass spanked, and that's what the fuck happened. Checkmate. That's it. Point blank period.
So what do you think about today's show? What are we talking about?
Today's show. Okay, so Khloe Kardashian. I don't believe for a second that she believes Jordan Woods or forgives Jordan Woods. Khloe, I think you said that shit so that you would not look stupid in the safe face, because we've been telling you about Jordan Woods and now all of a sudden you forgive her. If you go back a few shows ago, I told you, Khloe, that Tristan was going to cheat on you. I told you that this was going to happen. Jason, I don't think he has a sex problem. I think that the problem was is that he was with Khloe only for clout, and he was upset because he was with the ugly duckling of the Kardashians. Now, yes, is Khloe beautiful?
Khloe,
yes,
but let's, cute.
She's cute, but come on, Kim, Courtney, Khloe, in that order, okay? She's at the bottom of the totem pole. So she is the ugly duckling of the Kardashians. I don't feel sorry for Khloe. Khloe, you're going to recover just fine tomorrow. You're going to be fucking somebody else's man, and we'll be moving on to the next one. So I'll talk to you again when I find out which man that you're fucking. Now, here we go. The guy that stormed the Capitol. I keep telling you motherfucking black people that if you're going to fuck with these white folks, you got to know your fucking place. You can play with them all day long, but just know that you're going to be last to be picked to play motherfucking tag. Bitch, all the motherfucking white folks was on the Capitol, and your black ass got spotted. I don't feel bad for you. You get what you get. Fuck you and Trump. Have fun in jail. Now, the parents that were bullying the kid. I think that is so sad. That broke my fucking heart. And I feel as though, you know, there's some passive aggressiveness going on in that. The dad that slapped the son, that was a bitch move, whoever the fuck you were. I think you're upset because you want to pull up your ass and you're not brave enough to come out and let people know what you want. So you're going to sit there and pick on a child. That was a bitch move. I don't think they should ever get the fucking child back. Now, moving on to Carmelo and Lala. Carmelo is a bum, and I wish that these bitches would stop fucking with these athletes and realize y'all are fucking with the athletes that are going through midlife crisis. They have no career. They haven't been on the court, okay? Now he done fucked you, and he has double the trouble because he has twins, and then you want to sit there at the end of it and then cry me a river. Y'all knew these bitches was bums when you got with them. Fuck Carmelo. He wants somebody that's going to fan out over him because Lala's not going to fan out over him. She's too bad of a bitch. So he goes to these women that he thinks that he can fool him in a lot of athletes that are having midlife fucking crisis. Get the fuck over it. You're not on the court no more. Settle down. Move on. Now, Akbar and Alexis, I think kids should be off fucking limits, okay? The brain dead comment was unacceptable. Akbar, I liked you, but after that comment, kind of went down some. Nobody said anything when we saw your breasts, your boobies, your titties in the photo, and your titties looked like they was brain dead, okay? No life in them at all. But did we say shit about your boobies? No, we didn't. Go see K. Michelle's doctor and move on. Now, what else do I have? Said what I had to say to Zell. So with that being said, that's it for the Messy Report. Remember, there's nothing too messy for the Messy Report, and we cover the mess so you don't have to stress. That's all, Jason. Jason? The last time you were froze like that, I was with my knee. Don't freeze like that, Jason. Don't freeze like that.
I just swallowed. Pause. Wait, so... her titties are on life support?
Yes, the titties was hanging low. They were low.
Okay, I can't. Can we put up the disclaimer really quick, please? go find Sharon on Bigo. I ain't had nothing to do with what the fuck she said, and I don't review her notes before the show. Oh, okay, listen. It's time for thoughts and prayers. Yeah. was people looking at them titties. Listen, I have always made it a life goal to always be the best at whatever I do. So whether I decide to make Hollywood Unlocked or when I decide to make Hollywood Unlocked, I knew that I didn't want to be anything less than the best. So, and that's why I did what I did. I came in the gate creating a space that was true to the culture and setting the standard for others to follow. I broke stories that have been covered worldwide. Tristan Thompson, Jordan Woods, cheating scandal, one of them. Revealing that Khalees was in an abusive relationship with Nas is another. And now an exclusive with Carmelo Anthony's baby mama. We break stories that are heard around the world. And that's just the beginning. We have a podcast, a nationally syndicated radio show in 62 markets. That's number one on the weekend. I'm going to pop my shit for a second because I also got a show on Fox Soul that's killing it in the ratings. And I am the king of Bego, climbing to the top of the creators list every single day. I had an award show. Oh, child. And my phone just fell on the floor, and I'm going to keep on going. Let me say that again. I built my own award show, celebrating some of the biggest game changes. I don't make moments. I am the moment. I'm the gatekeeper of the culture. But none of this would be possible if we didn't have the socialites and the Gag Nation behind me. I'm able to be the king of what I do because I don't forget who helped me to get to where I am. And every day, I'm grateful for y'all, every single one of you. And as the king of the internet, I think it's time to knight my royal court, the Gag Nation, as the heirs to the throne. We are just getting started, and I know that if it's only been 6 years doing this, I can't only imagine what we're going to be in 10. So buckle up, because guess what? There's a lot more surprises coming very soon, and it's going to be a very wild ride. This is the show. I am Jason Lee. Thank you so much for coming. And I want to tell you, we're back at it next Tuesday. Because I'll be getting back from Mexico, and I have a big surprise to tell you. But look, make sure you're following us on all social media. You need to comment, like, and subscribe on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you're going to HollywoodUnlocked.com and registering for our daily newsletter. And also, make sure you're downloading us on iTunes and everywhere else where we're streaming, because as much as we are a live show, we are a podcast. And I know that you're trying to stay in touch with me. I've been bad about returning my text, but here's the number. You can text me. I will go there this week and make sure I get back to some of you. It's a lot. All right? I'm going to go get a taco, or if not, I'll be on Bego. Either way, stay tuned. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.